Viewpoint, CRTV.
Universities in Cameroon have, over the past decades, witnessed shifts in the way they operate, moving from classical programs, many of them tailored their offers to professional programs. Today, again, many more institutions of higher learning, notably private universities, have adopted the entrepreneurial approach to the programs they offer. In today's viewpoint, Freddie Etabisong opines that these institutions of higher learning have become not just citadels of academic learning, but incubators of business ideas and opportunities for young Cameroonians.
The rise of entrepreneurial universities, particularly in the private institutions of higher learning in Cameroon, is a welcome one which is shaping the future of higher education in the country. In essence, the entrepreneurial universities aim to bridge the gap between academia and the job market by fostering innovation, job creation, and the development of practical skills among students. Private universities in particular have been recommended by the powers that be to embrace this model in response to the challenges faced by classical higher education. Cameroon's growing youth population, combined with high unemployment rates, has pushed many private university institutions to rethink their role, not as centers for academic, but as incubators of business ideas and opportunities. Many such institutions in Cameroon have made commendable strides in this direction, establishing entrepreneurial programs and business incubators that provide students the opportunity to develop startups while still in school. These initiatives offer training in areas such as digital technology, agribusiness, and innovation management, all of which align with the country's economic development goals. Now, the question is, how successful have these efforts been? There is no gainsaying that these entrepreneurial universities have added value to higher education by providing practical skills that are in high demand in the job market. Graduates from these institutions often have a competitive edge, as they not only have theoretical knowledge, but hands-on experience with business development. Some graduates have even launched successful ventures, creating jobs in their communities. There are great challenges anyway. One of the main obstacles is funding. Many entrepreneurial initiatives need huge investments in infrastructure, technology, and mentorship programs. Private universities are depending on student fees and so struggle to secure requisite financial resources to fully implement these programs. Then there is also the issue of gaining access to these entrepreneurial universities whose educational programs, especially in private universities, are often too expensive for ordinary Cameroonians. This limits access to students from low-income backgrounds, many of whom could greatly benefit from the skills and opportunities these programs provide. Another issue of concern is the alignment between academic programs and industry needs. While some universities have done well in tailoring their entrepreneurial courses to demands of the job market, others have struggled to create meaningful partnerships with the private sector. This gap means that many students may still find themselves unemployed after graduation, in spite of their having gone through entrepreneurial programs. As a way forward for Cameroon's entrepreneurial universities to be really successful, there needs to be stronger collaboration between universities, the government, and the private sector. By offering tax incentives or funding to support these educational ventures, the government can play a crucial role in scaling up entrepreneurial education. Moreover, universities must continue to innovate and adapt their programs to meet the evolving needs of industries. This ensures that their graduates are equipped to do well in an ever-changing job market.
Freddie Etabisong, Director of Radio Programs and Programming, editorialist.